broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
As a karate expert, I will not talk about anyone up here.
It was bad enough that we lost our daughter. And
this November, we need to send a message to all politicians.
While the public interest in this case was certainly surprising.
Bleeping retarded.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. On this show, truth is our bitch. And we take it through the looking glass and take it right on into some parts that, you know, other talk shows just don't want to go near. You know, it's like we go down the deep, dark alley of talk radio. Our affiliate spotlight tonight, by the way, we're very excited. We're back on in D.C. They flipped our, the other station flipped to, what was it? They flipped to Spanish language or sports oldies, that was it. But we've moved the operation, the entire operation, WTNT exists, is alive and well at 7:30 a.m. in Washington, D.C., WTNT, our brand new affiliate, so to speak. And also in Valdosta, Georgia, WDDQ, 92.1 FM, and a couple of great stations along the Phil Hendry Network. Check out philhendryshow.com, live streaming video of the show right now, live streaming audio podcasts on a daily basis. We got two new podcasts up, a classic Phil and an uncensored pre-show rant. And if you missed the first hour of our video cast, you miss an entire hour of the show. We do a four-hour show around here, not three. We do four, one on the pre-show. 877-876-PHIL. Later on tonight, Harvey Weierman joins us on an unbelievably tragic story involving the videotaping of accidents, homes burning down, all kinds of misery. In one instance, there was a videotape that was taken by a paramedic on the scene and sent to the parents. We're going to be talking with Harvey Weierman, an attorney at law, on this kind of unspeakable insensitivity. Joining us right now, though, from Beverly Hills, California, a regular on our show and a sponsor of our program, is Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're going to talk tonight about cars.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey, Ted.
All right, Bill, hey, thank you very much. And we are at Ted's of Beverly Hills tonight. Come on down for our late night, late tap in the prime rib room. Right after the Clipper game.
About a Clipper game from Staples Center already over there, huh?
Well, yeah, because I'll tell you what happens. A lot of people who follow the, you know, people follow the Clippers from all over town, just like they follow the Lakers. And Don Sterling, you know, owns a lot of property out here and really got his start, I think, in downtown real estate with Don Sterling. So a lot of the Clipper management comes over.
Donald Sterling, the owner of the Clippers.
That's correct, yeah.
Ted, I got you on the phone tonight, not so much as the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills, but you're involved with the Beverly Hills Automobile Association. It's a club of car owners, high-performance vehicles. Can you tell me a little bit about the club, and then we'll get into your attitude toward this article that appeared in Forbes?
Right. Well, the Beverly Hills Automobile Association was started back in 1997 by myself and a gentleman by the name of Henry Durling. We are both aficionados of what we call HPV, high-performance vehicles. And I'll give you an example of the kinds of cars that we enjoy. The 55 T-Bird. I have a two-tone T-Bird. The Bentleys, the Mercedes, the Jaguars, and so on. Of course, the BMWs. The automobiles that are not just a way of going from one place to the next, Phil, but people like to look at these cars on the road. And I don't know if you've probably been driving somewhere and you see a car, you slow down. And
oh, absolutely. I did. In fact, this past weekend, I saw a gorgeous, you know, what we call a muscle car, but it was a beautiful, beautiful two-tone 56 Chevy.
Right.
And you do. You just sort of stop and watch and because you don't get to see a car like that too often.
Exactly. And that's really what we're about at the Beverly Hills Automobile Association. We're cars that people enjoy seeing so much that we sort of, they're a cut above. The article on, you know, giving tickets to certain automobiles, and I know that you were telling me about the Forbes article.
Well, in the Forbes article, it said that there are cars most likely to be ticketed, like a Mercedes, the Toyota Camry, a Mercedes C-Series, the Pontiac Grand Prix, a Mercedes-Benz AMG, and that kind of thing. Do you think that cars, and these are automobiles that Mercedes-Benz certainly is an upper income car. Do you think cops target cars like yours?
Well, I can tell you that I think that on a level they do. And I think that on a certain level, it's understandable. They may think that because I'm driving a beautiful automobile, because I'm driving that car, I think I'm better than everyone else. No, I don't think I'm better than everyone else. I do think I have an automobile that is a high-performance car, and in that sense, I'm better than everyone else. And let me explain what I mean.
Yeah, do.
What I mean by that is, if I'm breaking the speed limit driving a 55 two-tone T-Bird, how likely is it that I want to destroy that automobile? And I'll, you know, wait for your answer.
No, I don't think you want to destroy the car at all.
Of course I don't. Of course I don't. If I'm driving a beautiful sedan, BMW sedan, the beautiful Vendome Blanc Jaguar, Mercedes, McLaren, or any of these cars, the Ferrari, how likely is it I want to go out and destroy that automobile? It's not likely at all. If you're a cop and you see my T-Bird going down the road, and I may be doing in excess of the speed limit, and to give an example, and the reason why we're talking is because I know I called you. I got a ticket on Sunday. I was doing...
What was the speed? You were in a 55, which every freeway in the metro L.A. area is 55, as it is in probably, I guess, in most cities.
I said I was doing 75. This cop that was a California Highway Patrolman said that I had nudged it over 80. And I can tell you, Phil, that I pay a lot in income tax. I'm obviously a business owner. And why he's going to lie, because he can't, as a cop, afford a T-Bird, and I can.
And why do you say he's lying?
He said I was going over 80 miles an hour, and there is, I'm telling you right now, it wasn't happening. It wasn't happening at all. And so here's my point, and I want to get to this very, very quickly, because I want to be clear. I don't think I'm better than anyone else. But it is not likely that any member of the Beverly Hills Automobile Association or anyone that owns an HPV wants to go out, roll that car, and turn it into junk. It's not going to happen. It is far more likely that someone driving an automobile that one would not consider to be high performance. It's far more likely, for instance, somebody in a PT Cruiser, somebody in a Chevy HHR, someone in a Subaru Baja. Those people want to kill that car because they don't want to drive it.
Are you saying that those cars are embarrassing to be in, or they don't look as good?
They don't look as good. I'm telling you that it is more likely that that automobile is not valued by its owner than my car. So here's what I'm asking. And it was brought on by this.
Let me give our phone number. It's 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. Go ahead.
I'm saying an automobile like the kind that I drive, a high-performance vehicle, giving me a ticket is, first of all, it angers people on the freeway because they see a beautiful automobile that is sailing down the freeway and is a joy to look at, is suddenly now slowed and almost, I don't want to be dramatic, Phil, but almost it's put in chains. It's a beautiful thing that's been chained by the cop. And I could feel it. When the cop pulled me over on Sunday and I was up here at the Sepulveda Pass, I could sense the cars going by looking at a thing of beauty that had been dragged down into the mud.
And you're talking about your car.
My car, yes. And meanwhile, what's going by me on the freeway? Well, there goes a Honda Element breaking the speed limit. There goes a smart car. And the only thing smart about a car like that would be after you've driven it off a cliff. Then that's smart. You know.
All right, I take you don't like that car. It's a small car, but you're talking about relative looks, and you're talking about something that is an aesthetic as opposed to a hard and fast. Do you really honestly believe cops are going to let you, because you drive a high-performance vehicle or a good-looking car, go if you break the speed limit?
I don't think they're going to let me go, but what I'm telling you is they should be concentrating on automobiles that are not as well maintained, automobiles that are obviously not valued by the people that own them, automobiles that it is very likely the people that own them want to roll them or otherwise get into an automobile accident so that they don't have to look at them anymore. Cops should focus more, and on
cheap, ugly cars.
Yes, on cheap, ugly cars. Ticket those people.
You know, this plays, though, right into that attitude that a lot of people resent, myself included, that people with money somehow get away with murder, and the little guy...
No. It's not got nothing to do with that.
No, hold on for a minute. And the little guy that drives doesn't have as much money for a car that say, a Ted Bell has, he gets a ticket.
No, it's got nothing to do with that at all. That is one of those cheap arguments that people trot out when they've been beaten in the argument. And the argument is very simply this. A high-performance vehicle is a thing of beauty. To pull it over and slap a ticket on the owner is the same thing as saying, we don't want people driving efficient automobiles. We don't want people driving cars that are safe. We don't want people driving cars that are taken care of and therefore not a hazard on the road. We want a ticket and punish those people. Whereas someone driving a Pacer or a Pontiac Aztec or one of those cheap, you were mentioning those BMWs. I love the Beamer, but those cheap ass, the cheap, boy, those people get to keep driving down the road, offending everyone that looks at them. So here's the solution. We're asking for a six-month moratorium to look at the problem. In that period of time, anyone driving an HPV, that would be a Mercedes, Jaguar, one of the classic cars, any automobile, a Bentley, Mercedes, any car that is of high value, there is a moratorium on ticketing those drivers because those are cars that people take care of, and they redouble their efforts against some of this junk, this rolling junk out there. And I'm going to tell you, Phil, within 6 months, you know what's going to happen? The death toll on the highways will plummet. The number of insurance-related claims will plummet. Everything relating to bad, whatever's bad about a car, plummet.
Boy, that's a, have you got any statistic to back that up?
Yes, I do. I got pulled over because my car runs too good. And as a result, I got a ticket. So that's one of the statistics.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Ted Bell.
Look, but the driver of a cheap, ugly car, these eyesores on the freeway, it's more likely to be a reckless driver because they don't care about what it looks like. You understand?
No, I see that that's your point. But the point that you are, I believe, once again, we're talking about entitlement versus people who don't have a lot of money.
That's always the argument they trot out.
Of course they're going to trot it out. If I don't have a whole lot of money and on top of everything else, I didn't buy a car that was expensive enough, and I'm getting ticketed.
No, if you're driving, you don't understand, Phil. If you drive a car that is not that expensive, you don't care that much about the car. And there are some people who not only don't care about their car, they don't care if someone dies as the result of them buying that cheap junk. That's what I'm saying.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Should people who drive high-performance, stylish automobiles, expensive automobiles, Mercedes, classic cars, should there be a moratorium on giving them tickets, moving violations, because obviously they care about their automobiles enough to drive safely, and should they redouble efforts, the police, at ticketing people who don't spend a lot of money on cars, the thinking being they don't care whether their car is in a wreck or not. 877-876-PHIL. Your phone calls with our guest Ted Bell up next on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Next hour, Harvey Wireman talking to us about this YouTube as a repository of these terribly tragic accident tapes. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Oh, God. God, was that long.
Of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
On a tell you, we've got a Caesar salad at Ted's of Beverly Hills. You will cry. That's how good it is. You will thank me with tears streaming down your face when you get our Caesar dressing. Fantastic.
Here at Ted's,
and we blend in the anchovies.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
Mm, that sounds good.
Oh, I want to tell you, and I don't want to speak out of turn, but a boss, we call him boss, our head chef, has a Caesar dressing, Phil, where we blend the anchovy in. And it is, a lot of people say they don't want anchovy, I understand that, but do people want the anchovy flavor? Yes, they do. And we're very, very proud of it.
I gotta get it to get that. That's great. We are talking about the high-performance vehicle.
Are we done with the commercial?
We're done with the commercial.
And I don't want to offend you, Phil. It sounds like you're blowing over it a little bit. Yeah, you said the words, yeah, that's great. As if you mean it, right?
Yeah, of course I mean it. I love the salad.
Why don't I believe you? I'm sorry.
Ted, we're on the air right now, and we're talking to our listeners.
I understand that.
And we're talking about the high-performance vehicle you're saying should not be ticketed, a moratorium of 6 months. People that drive expensive, finely tuned, beautiful automobiles are obviously not driving them to damage them. People that are not driving those kinds of cars don't care. I want to ask you before we go to our calls, what do you say to a person who says to you, how dare you, I can't afford a better car, but I do like to drive my little car that isn't all that expensive and may not be as good-looking?
Well, I think it's a very good question, Phil, and I would say to that person, whoever they are, and I'm hoping they're a young person, if there's someone in their middle ages and they're still having to drive a car that is obviously a not only an eyesore, but one that you know is, they don't care whether they run it through a bus stop, or I don't know, but I would say, what is holding you back? What is keeping you from being a responsible citizen in terms of how you operate a motor vehicle and purchasing an automobile that is a high-performance automobile that is going to sail down the highway as an example? That's what when I get out in my 55 T-Bird, and I love this two-tone T-Bird that I have, I see myself as a rolling example of just being someone. I'm an example of being a human being, driving a beautiful automobile, driving responsibly. And I'm hoping that someday people who drive these PT Cruiser, I don't know what you call it, are going to get with it and quit endangering the rest of us. I've got to sit there and get a ticket while I see this guy go by smiling and waving and eating whatever he eats out of a paper in the front seat. And there's... It just doesn't make any sense to me.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. So, people that drive these high-performance vehicles are obviously a more responsible driver. Here is Rod on the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell. Go ahead, Rod.
Your caller, man, you are so narcissistic. This is so funny. You know what? A driver of an automobile is all the same. Everyone is the same. You're going to be treated by the same, by fire, the police, and the police officer pulls you over. Yeah, I work in fire EMS. Been in fire EMS
for 20
years.
What has fire got to do with me getting a ticket? I'm just saying, why would a police officer pull over a man who has an automobile that is an example of a well-maintained machine that I don't want to get into an accident? Why would I want to get into an accident and wreck a beautiful automobile like that? What's he doing pulling me over?
The tires are irrelevant to why the officer decided to go ahead and pull you over.
I know why he pulled me over. He pulled me over because he's some California highway patrolman making his $40,000 a year, and he resents me.
Oh, no. Hold on for a minute. Now you're talking... Ted, how can you attribute to a police officer? That almost sounds like you're accusing the guy of something illegal.
Well, what is he... I don't get it. When he's got... You know, there's an old saying, I don't know where the gentleman's calling from, but out here in California, there's an old saying, you know, you got 500,000 Mexicans you can pull over. What did you?
Can we keep this out of the alley, please?
All right. Well, I
that's
I'm
really
trying
funny
to
be... because, as a matter of fact, I am of Hispanic descent, and I drive a high performance vehicle, a 1969 Indianapolis. Whatever. Okay.
I'm not talking about you. What do you mean? What kind of car do you drive?
You happen to mention nationality. I don't know what relevance it bears with.
It's a joke.
Who is in the public service sector serving the public if he decides to go ahead and pull you over because of whatever activity you are or are not doing, it's his right. He is upholding the law.
Can I ask you, you said you had, what kind of car do you have? Because this is the point I'm trying to make. What kind of car did you say you had?
1969 Camaro SS Pearl White Indianapolis Pace model.
That's a beauty. Now, are you going to go?
It certainly is. Thank
you. Are you going to go out? Are you going to go out and destroy that car on a Sunday drive, going really fast and ramming it into a truck with gasoline? No.
The point that you have been making was that there should be a moratorium for people who drive high performance vehicles.
Exactly. Exactly. But I wasn't really thinking about Camaro. But that qualifies, I guess. I don't know. Is it a 5-speed?
Phil Hendry. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Ted of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Come on down to the Ted of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. We've got meatloaf. That's right, jalapeno meatloaf, the mashed potatoes, and the baked potato treat just in time for Halloween.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our
meat in your mouth.
And this portion of the Phil Hendry Show brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted Bell joins us as we talk about the Beverly Hills Automobile Association, which you're the president of, Ted, and all of your members have these. What do you call a high-performance vehicle?
Well, any car, Phil, that is high-performance, that is any car that's going to be minimum 250 horsepower and above. We like three. We'll take 250. Now, my T-Bird, which is a 55 T-Bird, started out as a 225-horse engine. Had some modifications done, and the automobile is now HPV. But more to the point, I think...
Let me look. Our number, by the way, is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Talking to Ted Bell. Go ahead.
Well, more to the point is that the moratorium we're calling for on the high-performance vehicle, not giving tickets to the high-performance vehicle, is so that we can make it very clear to the public at large that when you take the reins away and honor the men and the women that drive these beautiful cars, you're going to see the flash of this, the two-tone flash down the freeway one more time. And Forbes saying that they only pull over Mercedes, once again, there's everybody kissing Mercedes hind end, and I get so sick and tired of it. And
look, Ted, this is not a popularity contest. You're talking about safety on the roads, all right?
I understand that, Mr. Hendry. I understand that probably better than you do, because I drive an HPV. And I'm telling you that an automobile like the kind I drive, if I drive it at 80, I'm safer going 80 in my T-Bird than you are going 40 in your Jaguar.
I don't believe that.
Sir, I've been in car rallies. How many car rallies have you been in?
Car rallies?
Yeah, that's right. You don't know what a car rally is? I race, even though it's not professional, I race competitively at car rallies. All right, so I know what an automobile can do, and I refute. Don't even tell me that I am not safe at 80 and you are at 40. No way. No way, no way, no way.
877-876-PHIL. I'll go over to a phone call here. Joe in New York, listening on WWRL. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, very good, sir.
I'm just calling because I feel really insulted by this guy talking about, come to New York, and you're going to see if you drive over the speed limit, you're not going to be pulled over. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, I have a PT Cruiser.
Come to New York. I'm talking about Los Angeles, California. You know what I'm talking about? L.A. We got freeways out here. What do you have? What do you got? You got a street there.
They've got interstates in New York.
I do. Well, they do have it. What are you talking about? How about the 95?
Well, you don't have.
How about the 95? Okay. What is it?
Okay,
that's
one. That's one. All right, one.
Yeah.
We've got 19 freeways out here. This is the Indianapolis 500 out here.
It doesn't matter the car you drive.
Look at. Let's stop. Hold on for just a second, Joe. Ted, you don't argue with a man about the kind of roads in New York. I mean, driving on the streets of New York is a challenge.
Well, you know that, right?
I take a cab when I go to New York. I'm not fooling around with that. What I'm telling you is that when I'm and you drive a PT Cruiser, sir. I'm sorry, and I would ask anybody, what keeps you from owning something better? That's the question that I ask young people when I speak
to schools. That's a ridiculous question. Let me tell you. Drive a Mercedes, drive a PD Cruiser or an Acura on a Lexus, it doesn't matter. Go over 55 on an interstate, you get pulled over. Period. But this is nonsense,
really?
And you are insulting people for driving a car they can afford.
You know, sir, you know full well you don't always get pulled over when you go over 55 on any freeway or expressway in this country.
The police
have to pick and choose. Why are they picking me and letting you go in your PT Cruiser? I'll tell you why. Because
why?
they want to make my day a little bit worse because I have...
Yes, what that's the, baloney.
He just said...
Let me do it, okay?
And, sir, with all due respect, you have an accent, and you said spit limit?
Yeah.
Hello? What do you mean spit limit?
Speed limit. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What's the problem?
You said
you
speed
have a problem
limit.
With my accent?
No, I didn't understand something you said. Now
yeah,
we're on the same page. I'm just asking you, why do you insist on making life for me miserable? I get pulled over, and you go sailing by in your PT Cruiser laughing
at me. I am driving the car I can afford, period. What do you want me to drive?
The guy's, is he supposed to pull over and feel sympathy for you, Ted?
What he's supposed to do is back me in my effort to help those of us who drive these high-performance vehicles to keep the road safe, keep the tickets off of me, and he should absorb a few more himself.
Until he buys a car that is a far more, a better tuned...
A safer automobile. PT Cruiser.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
You're
begging
for the jaws of life.
Listen,
yeah, can I ask you something? Do you enjoy the jaws of life? Is it something you saw a documentary on?
That's a beautiful car. That's a beautiful car. And I wouldn't
No. The jaws of life is not a car. That's what they cut you out of a PT Cruiser with when it's wrapped around you.
Okay, you know...
My point is simply this, that if individuals want to drive cars, that once you do hit something, it'll take the jaws of life to get your head released from the dashboard. In my view, that's not responsible.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. Going to another phone call. Thank you, sir, for your call. Here is Steve in Los Angeles listening on KTLK. Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, hey there. How's it going?
Fine. Yes, sir.
You know, just briefly, I'm a claims adjuster for an auto insurance company, and, you know, I see plenty
perfect,
of accidents
perfect.
That happen with high-performance cars.
Excellent.
So, you know, whatever argument you're making, Ted, is not really backed up by what I see every day, and I've been doing this for probably 11 years.
I don't understand... But what's hard to get, I don't see anything you've got to say that's going to counter me. I mean, if you're going to ticket me, if I'm going to be subjected to the same kind of police scrutiny as individuals who don't, put as much into their automobiles, I'm not going to be any safer with my driving. I don't see where you, what your point is.
Are you familiar with Laurel Canyon?
I've never, the street? Yes.
Yeah. Well, I was going to work on Laurel Canyon, and I got pulled over for speeding, and it was a $500 ticket. So, you know, I drive a Honda Accord.
Well, that's good. That shows a little improvement. That shows an improvement. Promote him. Promote him. You know,
I see a lot of...
Did the cop do a good thing? Yes, he did. Are you doing a good job with your claims adjusting? Probably not. I don't know whether you... You know, are you adding it right, or?
What do you mean, adding it right?
Well, he's got something wrong with this guy.
Well, Steve, thank you very much. What's that?
I was going to say,
I don't buy what you're saying. You're a claims adjuster. You're driving a Honda Accord. No wonder you hate me.
Nobody is using the word hate. No one is speaking in terms of the word hate.
Well, I can sense from this guy he can't stand me. Isn't that right?
I was going to say something.
Isn't that right? You hate me.
Well, I was going to say that,
Did you get hit with something heavy as a kid?
All right. Steve, thank you very much, sir, for your call. I appreciate it. Very good call. 877-876-PHIL.
What do you mean, very good call?
The gentleman was nervous. You made him even more nervous.
Well, you know, Phil, you better, if you're going to come on a talk radio program, and I've done quite a few of these with you, I think you got to step up to the plate. And I would suggest that you're a screener. Get people that have got maybe a little bit more hanging there than just something that a bird would feed on. And I think you know.
Thank you very much for your advice. That gentleman was doing fine. You were making him nervous. People are nervous when they call talk shows. 877-876-PHIL. I endeavor to make people feel welcome. Catherine in Tucson, Arizona, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Catherine.
Hi. This guy yes. really gets on my nerves. The first thing I would like to know, if he's going 80 miles an hour, and the person in front of him stopped suddenly, is
yes.
he able to jam on his brake pedal quick enough?
Yes,
the 8 car lengths
yes,
that are required to avoid
yes,
having an accident. I don't think so.
Yes, I am, because of the kind of car that I drive.
I don't know about it.
Because of the car that I drive. Because of the car that I drive, it's a HPV, high-performance vehicle. It comes to a... If I don't need 8 car lengths. That's the thing that people don't understand. I can
what
do
about,
80, and I can be right on your tail.
What about my foot?
I
would also like to know what restaurant you own so that I can boycott it, because I don't want to contribute to your snottiness.
Ma'am, I'm trying to answer your questions. And
I think the lady's got a good point here, Ted. And this is what I was afraid of. There's an arrogance that a lot of people have when they own these cars.
I don't have any arrogance. The lady asked me. I don't need 8 car lengths because my car is high performance. The brakes that I have are called, and I mentioned the Jaws of Life, which is what the emergency crews, these brakes are called Jaws of Life brakes. I can be 2 car lengths behind her doing 85. When she hits the brakes, my car will stop
almost
on a dime.
Will the car stop by itself? Assume that your foot does not react quick enough. Are you also high performance? You personally?
Well, ma'am, my foot is connected to my leg, which eventually goes to my brain, so I don't have to rely entirely on my foot. I rely on my brain, and then the foot is... I don't understand...
Please.
She's saying, Ted, what if you do not see her?
But what if a guy, let me ask you this, what if a guy that is 10 car lengths back doesn't see her? Did you hear about the pileup and the Thule fog there on I-5 in the San Joaquin Valley? Hello? Those were people that were paying attention, and they had a 50-car pileup. So, I'm Ted Bell. And why am I Ted Bell? I own Ted's of Beverly Hills. Why do I own that? Because I know what I'm doing when it comes to a restaurant. Why do I know that? Because I know what quality is. And why do I know that? Because I drive a quality car. And I'm not going to allow my T-Bird, 55 T-Bird, to have anything to do with somebody's PT Cruiser.
Well,
that's
and I hope you get lots of quality tickets.
Well, ma'am, you're another one that hates me. I don't understand the hatred tonight, Bill. The hatred that is seething from people because I said I have a T-Bird, two-tone interior. And what else did I say I had?
Never mind. Thank you very much, Catherine, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to take a break here.
Hold on for a minute, because I'm the sponsor of the hour. And what I'm getting from you is that there is a... you're feeling, and what I'm getting...
Will you just hold on for a minute? 877-876-PHIL. Ted Bell, who drives a high-performance vehicle, a number of them, and because it's such an expensive car, a well-tuned car, a well-maintained car, do we really need to give him and other people like him tickets when we know they're not trying to wreck their cars? Why don't we give more tickets to people that are driving the less expensive cars? 877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Next hour, Harvey Wireman joins us to talk about these YouTube videos depicting horrible accidents. He is right now representing someone who videotaped his neighbor's home. I believe it was his neighbor's home, or is this the one? Oh, it's the old man that drove his car through a vegetable market. Wait till you hear this. Harvey Wireman next hour on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, of course you think of steak, but do you ever think of appetizers? Are three different kinds of hummus? I got Arabs coming in. I'm joking. It's delicious, though.
That's good.
You know what hummus is? Let me hum you a few bars. Good to be with you. I'm working a little humor into that. I don't think it's funny, but...
You got hummus as an appetizer.
Oh, yeah, and we have that flatbread. Oh, people love it. And we also have the tuna tartare. Of course, we've got the usual sirloin tartare. But we're really working on the appetizers, and I think people are going to come out of their shorts. And probably the wrong way of putting it, but I think people are going to enjoy it.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Talking with Ted Bell about automobiles that are more frequently ticketed by the police, and they do tend to be higher-end cars. And we had that one gentleman on who was a claims adjuster who said high-end automobiles are often involved in crashes. You're saying if the police didn't ticket guys like you who drive the Mercedes and the classic cars, you'd drive safer?
I most certainly would drive safer if I know I'm going to be ticketed like every other person. And I've talked to a lot of them tonight who hate me. And
I think we got to get rid of that word.
Well, there is some problem people have with me because I have a nice car. If I'm going to be ticketed just like all of them, what's the point of me driving in a manner that befits an automobile that is high performance, which is the two-tone T-Bird that I told you I've got? If I told you about the two-tone T-Bird, right, Bill?
Yes, you did.
All right, and then I've got a candy apple red BMW, and these are cars that are HPV. I drive them, you know, responsibly, but if I'm going to get a ticket, what do I... I don't understand what you're asking me.
Let me get to a phone call here. 877-876-PHIL, talking about tickets, high-performance cars. Sabrina in Portland, Oregon, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell. Go ahead, please.
Okay, I drive a 2005 Mazda 6, and I'm a young adult. I paid my car off completely, which I'm very proud of, and I can tell you with full confidence in my own experience, I've been hit by almost more BMWs on the road than any other car. It's almost like people who drive high-performance cars feel as though they're entitled to cut you off within an inch of your life.
Well, now, I have this to say to you, Sabrina. I don't think Mr. Hendry, and I know I haven't, been, quote, hit by anybody. Why are you getting hit all the time?
Well, don't speak for me.
Well, when's the last time you got hit?
Well, I don't get hit, but what I'm saying...
No. This lady's getting involved in a lot of accidents.
No,
I haven't been in an accident in four
I'm
or five years.
Driver.
Sure.
I haven't been hit since I've been driving. Fortunately,
you just said you get hit more
workout.
By...
No,
you said
I've
that you get hit by more...
You
said you've been hit.
I've been cut. Today I saw a man in a Mercedes get into a screaming match with an old woman when he ran a stop sign, and almost killed her.
How do you know what happened? Were you watching the entire thing? Why
I
were you prejudiced against the Mercedes?
I was going into
Why
the
were you...
store, and the stop sign was in the parking lot. I was right there. I could hear the screaming match. She told
you
him
were
there was a
where?
Stop sign, and he made it a point to roll down the window and scream at her. It's almost like you feel entitled. I'm not poor at all.
No, ma'am, I think that you resent the fact that you can't afford a BMW. That's what upsets you.
Okay, but you say it's a safety thing that people can afford to get into crashes with their beat-up cars, but actually,
right.
The safety standards for a Mercedes is a lot different than the safety standards for a Ford Taurus. So the guy in the Ford Taurus has to worry about losing his life, and you have to worry about scratching up your car.
That's because I'm smart and I buy a safe car and I'm going to be punished for that? I don't understand.
But if anything,
you are the one who has
no. less to lose in an accident than someone else because you're sitting
I
there
have
with
more
a
to lose. I've got a more expensive car. I have a more expensive car. I've got more to lose.
You're saying
what
that
are you talking
people
about?
Who drive, you're saying these people who drive beat up cars are more inclined to get into crashes because they don't care about their car.
You just admitted to it. You said you admitted to it. You almost hit three cars, right?
Wait a minute. The lady said she almost got hit.
She just admitted to trying to hit three cars, didn't she?
No, she didn't.
No.
She said she almost got hit.
No, that's not what I heard. I heard her say that she targeted three rich guys. And excuse me for saying this, Sabrina, but when a young lady like you says she targets rich guys, you know. All right, enough said. What I'm looking for here is an apology from people who assume because I have a HPV... that I'm all of a sudden go ahead and abuse me. Now, the young lady said that she saw a guy in a Mercedes almost run over an old lady. All right, let's believe her for a moment. What did the old lady do that might have provoked that man? Did she see that?
It was a stop sign with a crosswalk. She was crossing the street.
She was crossing the street, right? She jumped right in front of him as he was trying to move forward.
It's a crosswalk. You stopped
well, you can't just jump in.
What driving school
no,
did you go
no,
to? My gosh,
no, you do
I,
not stop.
I've been driving way less than you, and I know
all right,
more.
So if I go, let me ask you, if you're driving down the road and I have a crosswalk and I jump right in front of your car right at the last second, you're supposed to stop and not hit me, right?
Jump in front of his car. You're supposed to stop. Do you do a rolling stop? Maybe that's why you're getting tickets so much.
No, I get ticketed because my car wants to do 80. It has to do 80. It needs to do 80. And the cop pulls me over because he figures I can afford the ticket where you get to roll on by because he knows you and you're his girlfriend.
No, I don't break the law, sir. I don't go over the speed limit. I don't need to. It's not an ego thing.
Oh, this is pointless. I've talked about this for years, and it's pointless. It's pointless for me to talk about it.
Phil Hendry.
For years, I've talked about it.